Back this week on the Bengals Beat Podcast, I'm Lindsay Patterson. We're looking at the numbers with PFF lead editor Austin Gale. Austin, how you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Bengals fall to 0-7. They're trying to avoid that 0-8 start when they travel to London to take on the Rams. We're going to get to all that in just a moment. But right now, I'm going to back it up a little bit. Sunday, Andy Dalton, 3 interceptions.
Yeah, it didn't look great. And I think when you look at his PFF grade, he didn't get completely blamed for some of those interceptions. I think some of it was miscommunication. They were still negative plays, but I think there were opportunities where his supporting cast, specifically his intended receivers, there was some miscommunication that I think they could have bailed him out on. Of course, some of them were off target. I do think that Andy Dalton needs to get better, especially as this team starts to look to the future, starts to think about who that quarterback's going to be going into 2020 and into 2021. I think Andy Dalton needs to get better. He had some clean pockets in this game, and he didn't really take advantage of them, wasn't aggressive with the football. This offense needs to push the ball downfield to have those explosive plays. And I think the few times Andy Dalton is free from pressure, you'd like to see him get the ball downfield. But again, they don't have a lot of talented receivers right now. They're banged up with AJ Green, and the offensive line is struggling. John Jerry had one of the worst games of his career against the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was a tough one against Jacksonville.
I was a little surprised early on with all the drops from Tyler Boyd, but we'll move on right now to the run game. Again, a broken record right now because it's another week, another loss, and they can't get a thing going.
I mean, the offensive line, in short, is bad. And I wrote about it for the Cincinnati Inquirer, I think, after week two, talking about how bad this offensive line was, and I didn't see it getting better. I mean, they don't have a ton of talent along that offensive line, specifically run-blocking talent, and it's only gotten worse with injuries and things like that. I think Joe Mixon's a good back. He can create yards for himself. He can gain yards after contact. He's an elusive back, all the way dating back to his times at Oklahoma. But when you don't give him any room, when he's hitting, you know, getting hit at the line of scrimmage or behind it on more than half of his carries, it makes things difficult to get the run game going. And it doesn't matter if it's Mixon or Bernard. I think the offensive line is such a huge issue, and everyone knew that coming in. I think when you talked about the Bengals before the season started, said, yeah, that offensive line's a weakness, but we added Jonah Williams. He goes down, Cordy Glenn goes down, the injuries start to pile up, Billy Price underwhelms, and it really starts to domino effect into a really bad offensive line and overall a bad offense.
We'll flip sides right now to the defense. Secondary took a hit. You don't have Dre Kirkpatrick out there. I know some fans feel about him, but William Jackson III, too. He's going to have one of those downer years, but they're both out right now with injuries and could be up for multiple weeks. You look at Darqueze Dennard, who returned. That should be a positive.
It was a positive. I think seeing him in the slot, I think he's, you know, sure tackler for the most part. I think he was physical at Michigan State, and he's physical in that slot cornerback position. I think he struggles against twitchy wide receivers. He's not a super freak athlete, but I think he gets it done in the slot, and I think good defenses in today's NFL have a solid plus play slot cornerback. That's what you see with the Detroit Lions and Justin Coleman, what you've seen for the longest time with the Denver Broncos and Chris Harris Jr. I don't know if Darqueze Dennard is on that level, but you need someone there that's not a complete liability in order for your defense even to have some success. They didn't have a ton of success against Jacksonville, but again, Darqueze Dennard, I think, was somewhat of a bright spot.
Let's flip sides, get to know the opponent. When you look at Jared Goff, how has his 2019 looked?
Rocky. Bad. And it's largely because I think if you look at what he did with the Rams a year ago, Sean McVay really set him up for success. They had a ton of open throws, ton of play action dropbacks. Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks, one of the best three wide receiver sets in the NFL, and they ran almost nothing but 11 personnel. This year, the offensive line takes a significant step back. Receivers aren't getting as open as they used to. Open throws aren't coming like they were before. And now Jared Goff has to be a better quarterback, and he's really struggling to live up to the hype. Tight window throws haven't been there. Accuracy deep down the field hasn't been there. He's really taken a step back, and it's been a big concern. I think you put a lot of money into Jared Goff to be that quarterback, to elevate the supporting cast. Now you're realizing he needs Sean McVay. He needs Cooper Kupp. He needs a good offensive line. I think that's a huge concern for Los Angeles right now.
We talk a lot about the Bengals O-line, but the Rams offensive line, not like it used to look.
Oh my goodness, not at all. They've gone really from first to worst in the NFL. Rob Havenstein, an up-and-coming right tackle, has taken a significant step back. Andrew Worth, not necessarily up-and-coming, but getting older, and I think you're starting to see him regress. And on the interior, they've suffered from injuries, and even the guys that are healthy have really struggled, specifically in pass protection. I think that offensive line, you couldn't really tell how important it was to that 2018 Rams team. Seeing it as bad as it is now, you realize how much success they had in 2018.
Running backs right now for the opponents, they're licking their lips when they look at the Bengals' defense. Are they going to be able to stop Todd Gurley?
I think this offensive line is still a weakness, and Todd Gurley is tough one to stop, tough to tackle in the backfield. Darrell Henderson, too, the rookie out of Memphis, had some success in recent weeks. I think it's going to be tough, largely because the Bengals' defense has really struggled. Nick Vigil, Preston Brown, all linebackers have been an issue all year long. I do like Billings, Andrew Brown. There is some bright spots there, but again, it's so tough. This Bengals defense needs an injection of young talent, specifically at linebacker, if it's going to stop anybody in the run game, let alone Todd Gurley.
I think a lot of people see what the Rams are doing, and a lot of NFL teams who are contenders, who are fighting for something, or some who believe, hey, we're looking to 2020. They're making those trades out there. We saw it a couple weeks ago. It's kind of crazy because they were going to see Jalen Ramsey when they played Jacksonville this past Sunday. Everybody was hoping for an AJ Green return versus Jacksonville in London. I think it's going to be after the bye week. We'll find out more as the week goes on. But Jalen Ramsey, what a pickup for the Rams.
Absolutely. They had to trade a King's ransom for him, and they still have to pay him a new contract. I look at that trade, and it's very interesting. I think it makes them better now. Obviously, Jalen Ramsey is a perennial talent, one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL when he's on. However, you still are going to have to sign him to a big contract. You gave two first-rounders for him, so he's going to have all the leverage in the world. He's already driving the Brinks truck all the way to Los Angeles, I'm sure, and I think that makes things very difficult for the long-term future for Los Angeles. But for what it does for this game, makes things very difficult for Tyler Boyd and company to get open, because Jalen Ramsey is a very good player.
Also good to hear that Jalen Ramsey's back is doing just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Goes to Los Angeles. What's up on PFF?
Oh, no. Right now with PFF this week, we're looking at free agency. We're starting to look ahead to some of the bigger names that will hit the market. Quarterbacks specifically, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota are technically going to be hitting the open market. You also have Amari Cooper on an unrestricted free agent deal right now. I think it's interesting. It's going to be an interesting free agent class. And as some of the teams are out of it, like the Bengals, Redskins, we kind of start to look ahead to the offseason, look ahead to the draft. So we're going to be looking at that this week.
We'll have more ahead as the weeks go on. No bye week for us next week. Make sure you check out PFF Online over on Twitter. And thanks for joining us on the BBP.